This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This update is brought to you by Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store in the nation. Just went full beast mode. Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous, the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one. Starting with the Dolphins, who tied the Bears 24-all in their preseason opener. Tua got the start, went 5 of 6 on his only drive. Miami will stay out on the road in Detroit for joint practices on Wednesday and Thursday. Preseason game number two will be in Detroit on Saturday night. Over to the Marlins, who dropped 4 of 5 to the Braves by a final of 7-1 yesterday. Miami will get a day off today before heading to Cleveland tomorrow. And in soccer, Inter-Miami fell to Orlando 4-1. Next up, Miami will host L.A. on Saturday. Joe, we'll go ahead and toss it back to you, sir.
All right, Woody, thank you so much as we continue on here, talking a lot about the Dolphins game from yesterday. And the good and the bad. And obviously, the fourth quarter, it was pretty smooth for three quarters, actually. The game went pretty fast. There's good drives and a lot of good things, I thought. And obviously, some rough things with the ones and twos and threes. But I got to tell you, that fourth quarter, and I was reminded, because this is not something new. This has been around probably forever. That fourth quarter of the preseason. By the way, it doesn't matter. Game 1, 2, 3, or going game 4 in the old days, they get ugly. Lots of penalties. And you start looking at the names and go, ooh, now they're getting real close to the end of that 90-man roster because everybody's getting a chance to play. And the penalties, then you had some injuries. We saw some guys go down. And next thing you know, you got about a 45-minute, felt like, fourth quarter. Damn near felt like an hour while that thing was going on and guys couldn't get off the field with their injury and everything else. A lot of good things going on. And by the way, all the things everybody's been talking about, we still got to figure out. Offensive line. We know you're not going to play, most likely not going to happen. Never happens around here. We're going to play with same five guys. You got to have a 6. You got to have a 7. You got to have an 8. You get down to 9, then listen, you can't get mad at a team if they're down to 9 or 10 and you're throwing a practice squad guy in there and he's not playing great. We've had that happen. But you do want a center guard, and a guard tackle that if something happens, you hope you can put them in and you're still able to do everything you've been doing. Might not be as good as what you had. So we got to find those guys that I'm talking about there right now. And the cornerback position, I don't know. It seems to me, unless you guys disagree, Ethan Bonner making a nice, strong move. Storm Duck has been the number one guy with this group. And Jack Jones probably got more talent than everybody. He's just got to play smarter. And can play. Had an interception, then got called back because we found out as you watched it, he held the guy pretty good going down the sideline. So they called the penalty. But hey, man, we need Jack Jones to get some things figured out because he can help us. He's got the talent, man. He's got crazy talent. Can run, but when teams start giving up on you, you got to start looking and go, what makes me different, right? what makes me different than the last couple of teams. So, hey, man, hopefully he's treating this as this might be my last chance to make this kind of money and get a chance to start. I got to take advantage of it. And he seems like he's working that way, hopefully. And then we got to get better play out of the quarterbacks would also really help some things. So anyway, those are just a few of the things. I thought special teams was great yesterday, the returns. Everybody, I thought all across the board, the blocking on the returns to give guys really set the Dolphins offense up in some really, really good field position yesterday. Man, you start working. And by the way, this new kickoff return, we're going to see a lot of returns, number one, and we're going to see the ball between the 35 and 45-yard line a lot, meaning two first downs and you're looking at a field goal. So
that's field goal range for Jacksonville.
Huh? Yeah, that guy. He'd be the only guy that could just go, all right, end of game.
What's going on, man? We got a 70-yard field goal?
Well, we got a lot
of guys. Have to cross midfield.
We got a lot of guys who can kick at 60. We got a guy here that can kick it in the 60s. I asked him yesterday about the 70, and he goes, ooh, no, that's special leg. He didn't say, like, I said, you kick a 70. He goes, nah, everything's got to be right. I mean, like the wind, the everything. And he said ball carries better in some. Mm-hmm. Thought it was a baseball thing. He goes, no, the ball carries better. And he goes, I don't think I can kick a 70-yarder. It was pretty honest. And because, you know, we're talking about, I said, you see that kick? He goes, yeah, everybody's seen it. And every field goal kicker at any level is going, I want to see what it's – because, you know, you're running out there. You got young guys running out there going, I want to see how far I can kick it.
Yeah, and that would have been good from 80, where that thing went through.
Well, he did. It didn't feel like
– No, it didn't, like, sneak over the crossbar, no.
That thing had a little juice to it. Man, that was something else. Anyway, I think skill position players are in pretty good shape. I don't think tight ends did anything yesterday, did they, Woody? I can't think off the top of my head. I didn't look at the box score of the tight ends catching a lot of footballs, but a lot of wide receivers got in on the passing game yesterday. Taj Washington, the latest, who was on IR all last year, had a nice game for himself, 3 catches for 57 yards and caught a deep one from Wilson. So that was nice to see. I'm really curious about this thing with guys that can go down, flyers that can go down and make tackles, all of a sudden have gotten a lot more value to them, because if they can save you by making a tackle 10 or 15 yards on return, that's worth a lot of money. I know it sounds stupid, and I'm not getting into numbers and analytics, but I'm guessing that's start cutting back on scoring. I think those guys, those two or three or four guys are going to run down and you're expecting to make a lot of the tackles. Those guys got a little more importance to them now in this game. Punt guys, same deal. Guys down, go down and make tackles on the punt team. Those guys, the same guys, by the way, same guys in this group. And meanwhile, you are looking for offensive linemen and you are looking for your cornerback. You just want, they're on the team most likely. You got to figure out which guys, though, that you're going to play and which guys you want to be the backup. And I got to tell you, man, the clock is running on a few guys right now. The clock is running because if you can't practice, that's worse than playing poorly. It really is. It's worse than having up-and-day practices that you can't get out on the field and play. That's the worst. And I've been trying not to be the guy that picks on him because he doesn't see it. Whatever mirror, I want to get a Cam Smith mirror. No matter what's going on, you look in that mirror and you feel good about things. Because Cam Smith, when it comes to football, has nothing good to feel about right now when you can't practice. I think he truly thinks, they know I can play. As soon as I'm back, I'll be. Hey, dude, you are really close. Even though you're Chris's first pick in that second round, you're getting real close to being an afterthought. You agree, Woody? How long are we going to talk about this
Chris
guy?
Chris does like to hang with his guys for a while, so.
I mean, this got to be a year for a few guys that have been on this team for.
This is the year for a lot, for the entire team, Joe. Like, this is a make or break for everyone.
And they've been coaching these guys up for a couple years. If they're not helping your team or they're always hurt, you got to let them go. And I know they're you did it and you liked them and they're so close and this is the year the lights are going to go on. And no.
Joe, if the things that went poorly, and again, you can't overreact to the preseason, right? Because if everything went really well, we'd say, oh, don't overreact. You can't overreact when it goes bad either. But like, if these things, like if we have poor offensive line play, right? We have poor backup quarterback play, poor secondary play. Like if those things are all factors in this season, you're not a very good team. They're going to reset this whole thing.
Yes.
I would have to think.
I would agree. By the way,
are the biggest issues going in, and they showed up, you know, on Sunday. That's obviously it's concerning, right?
Yes. No, that's fair.
You run the ball four times at the one, and you don't get in. And I know it's the preseason. It doesn't matter.
But you got to let that go.
And they're just trying. I know.
You got to give them time. This is what that's for. You can't decide after. I've been aboard with you until you went there again.
That's, you know.
But you got to practice.
Not ideal.
What?
It's just not ideal to see it in the preseason.
Okay.
Now, hopefully,
you're not all of them.
They got a while till the season starts. I got you. Hopefully these things fix themselves.
That's all.
But if your secondary is going to get carved up all season long, you're not going to be able to, you know, protect Tua. It's going to be a long year, man.
Then somebody at the very top that lives in Jupiter and the CEO of this company, those guys get together. They're all aware of everything. And they're going, hey, what do we do? We had big holes in a team that had a lot of talent at certain positions, but too empty at others that we couldn't overcome to get to where we wanted. Then you got to have some serious discussions with, starting with your GM. Have to. Anyway, we got to go to break here. We've got a lot more. We're keeping on the positive right now here till we see what happens. And final 53 are cut and how they play, man. Really all about one thing right now, getting all set up for that Colts game. And the Colts look like they have their own set of problems right now. My guys don't agree, man. They go, hey, Joe, man, you used to tell us that second game, New England home, is going to be an easy one. I got guys going, I don't know, man, New England. I go, oh, my God, you're playing off that game yesterday or a couple days ago, 48-18. Come on,
you know,
man.
That game's going to be easy regardless.
No, it's not. Wasn't last year.
It's never easy. Division games are always tough, man.
They are. And then the overnight guy thinks the Jets are going to be really good.
Well, he lives in New York.
He lives in New York.
Yeah.
That's the problem. I watch these ESPN Get Up show and look where they're all from. Look where they've all lived.
Yeah, I'm guessing Greeny thinks the Jets are going to be good, right?
Oh, he's all jacked up.
Yeah.
They got their quarterback.
Remember he cried when Justin Fields...
Don't get me going. You're trying to get me going.
Got banged up at practice.
You know what? Your fault. You're trying to get me going again today on certain guys. And you know what? You're not that good today. It's not going to happen. Hey, let's talk about some real life stuff here for just a second. Real, real life stuff, man. When you've been hit hard with some things in your life and you're going through, I just call it a funk, you're in a slump in your life. Anxiety, depression kicking in. Maybe the drinking's gotten a little out of hand. Doesn't mean you're weak, man. It just means you're human. Recovery Unplugged in Fort Lauderdale. These folks, Dr. Barry and his staff, do a great job. They help 19,000 people in 13 years with treatment for mental health and substance abuse led by expert doctors and therapists who build a plan around you. Inpatient, outpatient, virtual care. They got the best way for you to get the best results that works for you. If you're ready to make some changes in your life and get out of whatever you're going through right now around depression, man, most insurance is accepted. You need a reset. Recovery Unplugged, it's your spot. Call 954-737-4508 or visit recoveryunplugged.com. Recovery Unplugged, heal out loud.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Hope everybody out there had a great weekend. A lot of stuff going on around here. What happened to our Marlins, man? They were going so well, and all of a sudden lose 4 out of 5 to the Atlanta Braves, including that friggin' doubleheader. Now 57-61, Cleveland and Boston after a day off today. They'll play 3 against each one of those teams and come back home again, and we got a lot of preseason football. What did you watch a lot? How much juice you put in on the preseason games?
A few hours here.
Friday,
and
Saturday, Sunday. Yeah, we're on all the time.
The entire Sunday.
You could flip NFL Network and you had a game on. So
our game was relatively entertaining, at least, right? I mean, you had a close game.
Yeah, there was
ending.
It was everything you would get out of going live for the first time. Full tackling and everything. That's kind of. Kind of what you get. And by the way, you kind of knew from the practice when the word came out that the Bears defense dominated and the Dolphins defense dominated that was going to probably happen in the game, especially when the Bears decided not to play a lot of their starters and the Dolphins played, at least early in the first quarter, played their starters, a lot of them, and dominated pretty good. And I think you got a chance to see a lot of the depth where the Dolphins are strong and not. I feel like they're strong at wide receiver. I feel actually better about wide receiver with some of the guys. It might be a new face in that five-man rotation of wide receivers. And I feel good about the running back situation, starting with Devon Achan. Jalen Wright didn't do much. And Ollie Gordon, the second. I still like Madison. I hope he's okay. I hope this is not a serious. He delivered and then
did not look good.
I couldn't tell if it was a concussion or shoulder.
Yeah, it was concussion.
But
I'm not a doctor, but he landed on his head. It looked like pretty
good.
Well,
yeah. Those guys said his shoulder was banged up, so I don't.
It looked like he got a little bit of both, man. But that looked like a head fall.
He's had a good. You hope he can come back and play, and you feel really good about your running back room. I do. That's a good position. Got absolutely nothing out of the tight end position yesterday. Had Tanner was open for a touchdown and Zach Wilson missed him.
That's not going to be much of the offense, right? These tight ends. I assume we're going to go back to the way it was.
Yeah, but during a big year. Yeah. It feels like it's going to be heavily driven. I might be wrong.
I feel like it's going to be heavily driven
by running back and the two wide receivers, maybe with a little slot wide receiver in there.
And they show you by not paying Jonnu what they think of that position?
They claim they wanted him back, but they didn't want to redo his contract.
Okay.
Steelers jumped all over. I can't wait to see what their two tight end look like. They got good tight ends up there. Steelers, really good shape. Anyway, hey, speaking of this, we've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Omar Kelly is going to join us still up at the ball game. Didn't come home. He's on his way to Chicago, but on his way to Detroit. But we're going to talk to him about everything with the Dolphins. We'll get into quarterback, O-line, cornerbacks, and everything else. Try to figure out who's looking good and got a chance to make this team. And the decision between keeping a guy that's a really important backup versus a guy that might not be as good a backup, but a really good special teams player. We'll have that with Omar coming up next.
The Joe Rose Show is presented by Loctite Windows, Doors, and Roofing. Loctite Impact, South Florida's top-rated impact windows, doors, and roofing provider with thousands of five-star reviews.
Bring the Make This the Summer sales event at Miami Lakes Auto Mall. Get a brand-new 2025 Jeep Compass for just $374 per month for 39 months. Or save thousands off MSRP on select Jeep Grand Cherokee at Miami Lakes Chrysler, Jeep Dodge Ram.com.
When businesses thrive, communities score. That's why Bank of America is the official bank of FIFA World Cup here in Miami. And our more than 100 local business specialists are ready to help your business win. What would you like the power to do? Learn more at bankofamerica.com/localbusiness. Bank of America, official bank of FIFA World Cup 2026. Bank of America Corporation, all rights reserved.
When your reputation's on the line, you don't leave anything to chance.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.